That's a Prairie Land Dixie Band who will bring that spirit of Bourbon Street to Front Street in downtown Bloomington tomorrow night when Jazz Up Front hosts its Fat Tuesday celebration. We caught up with club owner James Gaston to talk about the viability of live jazz in central Illinois, and we also talked about the Mardi Gras festivities, which he says will be held despite the expected February-like central Illinois temperatures.
Hey, we don't care if it's cold, whatever. Let's have a party, so we're going to have a party.
So the party starts at what, 3, 4, 4:30 in the afternoon?
4:30, we're going to open the doors, you know, and let people get warmed up in here and have some coffee or, you know, their favorite beverage. And then around 5:30 or so, we're going to get the band and we're going to march down Front Street. And everybody's going to have their handkerchiefs and we're going to second line all the way down to Diggers. We're going to have a cocktail there and play a little music. And then, you know, we're very happy this year we were able to get Anju of Bove involved. And so they're on board. We're going to stop in there. And, of course, Rosie's, who always prepares our gumbo for us, they're going to be involved. And then we're going to come back here and have dinner and listen to the Prairie Land Dixie Band for an hour or two. So
they're the band that's going to be doing the second line, or at least leading the second line?
A couple of the members from the band. The whole band doesn't go, but, you know, just a few of the guys go with us. And they play, When the Saints Go Marching In, or some type of New Orleans-style music.
Sure.
As we go down the street.
Are you encouraging people who play instruments who aren't in the Prairie Land Dixie Band to bring their own and join the crowd, just like New Orleans?
It's funny you mention that, because I've had a heck of a time this year actually getting some guys that wanted to do it, because the weather, they're concerned about the weather, you know, and a lot of guys obviously don't want to blow horns in single-digit weather or whatever it's going to be. I heard it's going to be like 33 for a high that day and then go down.
Let's talk about music in general and about how you have been doing here in downtown Bloomington. You opened the club in 2015, so it's getting close to 3 years. And I'll be honest, I was one of the people who said, man, that's nice, the jazz club in Bloomington, man, they're dying everywhere. You're going to last 6 months. Nice try, James. You're still here.
You know, we're not getting rich by any means, but, you know, we have a following that, you know, is helping pay the bills. You know, we've only been here 3 years, and I see Jazz Up Front hanging in there 3, 4, 5 years. We're going to be the spot. I get emails daily from jazz cats that are on tour, singers that are on tour. I mean, I've got national acts sending me emails saying, hey, we want to stop in your spot while we're in between Chicago and St. Louis or whatever. We're going to Indianapolis, and we'd love to do a gig at your place. So, you know, when we get to the point where we can actually bring a lot of these cats in and these players in, I think, we're going to be a spot in central Illinois where, you know, a lot of guys are going to stop through and entertain us. So
when you had this dream, did you want to do this because you think there's a market for it? Did you want to do this because this is something you really love and you think Bloomington Normal should really just jump on board?
It's kind of a selfish thing, of course, because, you know, I love jazz and I grew up around it, and I don't want to drive to Chicago or St. Louis or Indianapolis every time I want to hear jazz. I'm not the only jazz lover in Bloomington and Normal, and that's obvious because I get people that come in here on a regular to watch live jazz, and they love it. It's growing in Bloomington Normal. It's growing in central Illinois, and we're going to be the spot that people are going to come to as long as we stay here. And that's the way I honestly believe that.